I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
By now, I'm sure you're aware, the Stephen F. Austin men's basketball team out of Nacogdoches knocks off number one Duke last night, 85-83 in OT.
Here's Bane on the other end. Bane on the breakaway. Bane on the dunk and the buzzer. Lumberjack win!
Oh, it's an incredible win for the program. And the young man who hit that game-winning shot, Nate Bane, has quite the story. He's from the Bahamas. His family lost almost everything in Hurricane Dorian.
And, there's a lot of people backing us and helping us, and we're going to rebuild.
He was on ESPN last night. The viral moment has helped spread the word about his family's plight. We're joined by Rob Myers, the voice of the Lumberjacks. He was on the call last night. Rob, what was it like to be there in person and experience this for your team?
It was surreal. You're at the mecca of college basketball, Cameron Indoor Stadium. And I think going into the game, all we wanted was, play well, give yourself a chance. In the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game, and we certainly did that, and they took advantage of every opportunity and were able to pull it off, and I was almost at a loss for words. I just couldn't describe it because it was just incredible. Coach Keller stressed to him, fellas, just be yourself, play our game and do what we do, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I love that celebration in the visiting locker room at the end. But one of the big blessings that comes out of this as well, Rob, is maybe this is a win for a greater cause than just Lumberjack Nation here, because Nathan Bane and their family lost a lot in Hurricane Dorian. Talk about what he lost and his family lost and how this win is helping him.
Nate's from Freeport, Bahamas, and his dad is a pastor over there. They run a church and school, about 600 kids on their island. They lost virtually everything during the hurricane. In September, the university put together a GoFundMe page. They did the research to make sure that it was compliant with NCAA rules, put together a GoFundMe page to help, the Baines rebuild their school and impact a lot of lives over there. And we raised, $3,000 or $4,000 initially through local awareness, at our games and whatnot. But then last night after that, the cause was picked up again, and ironically enough, by the Tar Heel Nation. They started tweeting it out, hey, let's go help this guy. And the last I saw an hour or so ago, it was up over $20,000 now.
Oh, man, that's incredible. And he's the guy that had the ball find him at the free throw line, streaked to the other end, and made the shot that beat Duke. What kind of kid is Nate Bane?
He is what you hope that all of them would be like. He's a good guy, been through a ton of things. He had a ton of injuries in the time that he's been here. He's had, I think, 4 surgeries, a couple of back surgeries, knee surgeries, et cetera. And then obviously going through the hurricane in the Bahamas in September, he's persevered through all that. He doesn't have a lot of family support here. It's hard for them to get back and forth. But he has been embraced by the community and obviously his teammates, and he's just a great guy. And I couldn't be happier that it was him that got it done.
It's just amazing. They had only a couple $1,000s in the account before the moment. Now it's over $80,000 as of this moment.